This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I purposely wanted to wait before I had this conversation about prime time. You know, all the hoopla when he went to Jackson State. I used to watch his, of course, I followed him through sports, and I watched him on his reality show on Oprah's network, and kind of followed him through the school, the high school, and all the stuff that he was doing with the youth during that time. And then when I, you know, got word that he was on his way to become the head coach of Jackson State, HBCU, a historically black college, I was excited about that because I knew that he would be able to go and at least bring a spotlight, more of a spotlight, you know, on HBCUs and particularly on Jackson State, which is what he did. And then I wanted to, you know, I looked at the overall picture of primetime of Deion Sanders and looked at how, you know, when we talk about looking at our past, and he did not have, as the rest of us did not have, he didn't have a perfect life. He wasn't born with a silver spoon or a gold bar in his hand. He was raised in a family where his father left him, his parents divorced when he was very young, and his stepfather helped raise him with his mother. He found out early on at a young age that God had given him this gift of athletics, that he was gifted to play sports. And not just one sport, not just two sports, but three sports very well. You know, baseball, track, football, and could play. Actually, I'm really four sports or more, and basketball, and found out that he had a gift, and made a decision to use that gift, to use those gifts, and pursued his gifts on through college, where he played at Florida State. Through high school, through college, where he played Florida State. Matter of fact, when he was in high school, he was drafted to play professional baseball, and he turned it down. And eventually, you went in and played professional football and became a professional football superstar who eventually ended up playing, if I'm right, with about five different teams, Atlanta Falcons, San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, Baltimore Ravens. At the same time, he played professional football. He also played professional baseball. He played baseball with the Cincinnati Reds, the San Francisco Giants, the Atlanta Braves, and the New York Yankees. Now, you know, and one thing that you knew about Prime, and Prime will tell you the story about how he got the name Prime, and how he fell in love with the glamour and the luster of being the, you know, in the spotlight, you know, that and what people didn't understand, and when they criticized him and talked about him and put him down, you know, to me, I've learned over the years there's a difference. When you talk down somebody and they can't put up what they say they can do. But it's hard to talk down somebody when they know how to talk the talk and they also know how to walk the walk. And if you go back and look at the history of Deion Sanders, or you go back and look at the history of primetime, the one thing that he has shown over his 55 plus years is that he's been resilient and he's been consistent. And he's never been perfect, because none of us on planet Earth gets that tag. But I got to give the brother his props because he's been resilient and he's been consistent. Now, I want you to really think about that for a minute, because I thought about this, too, that a lot of people say, well, you know, he became a professional player. He made millions of dollars and he was able to do all those things. But see, on the real talk, that does not make an excuse for us who can still make a difference on any level of life. So if you are a 55-year-old black man and you don't volunteer, you don't participate in trying to help somebody else, you don't belong to any civic or nonprofit organizations to try to do good in the community, you're not active in your church or you're not active in your community, that's because of you. There's no excuse. There's nothing that you can really say that would make it credible for you not to be doing things. You definitely can't say it's because I don't have any money. Because we understand that we can do a whole lot of stuff that don't cost you or don't even cost anybody else a dime to participate, to be involved, to be consistent. And so I want to make sure that we give him that props. The other thing that I liked about Prime is, think about it. He grew up superstar, had plenty of opportunities to be out here doing drugs and alcohol and just going berserk. And that was a time in his life where he was out there. But he says that he was never out there drinking and doing drugs. He might have been doing some other things, but drinking and drugs wasn't one of them. And I remember reading where at one point in his life, it was after, I'm thinking after his first marriage, he was married twice, been divorced twice, after his first marriage, and he was playing professional baseball at the time, if I'm not mistaken, he attempted suicide. So remember, I want to go back to what I said earlier, resilient and consistent, but not perfect. And then he said once he did that, he went off a cliff and didn't have a scratch on him. And that's when he fell down on his knees and he said, okay, Lord, I'm going to live for you now. I'm going to be totally sold out for you. That didn't mean that his glamour and his prestige was going to go away. It didn't mean that he was going to stop wearing his chains or stop wearing his what he liked to wear. Let's put it this way. That didn't mean he had to give up his swag. It just meant that when he did get his swag going and when he did wear his nice clothes or his chains or his nice jewelry, that it just didn't represent him. He gave all the glory to God. I love it when he makes it his business, when he does his press conference, when he's in front of the media, that he gives all the glory to God. When he shows examples of how he raised his kids, the conversations that he would have, you know, even when they had the reality show on Oprah, on OWN Network, and even now watching him going through Jackson State and in the process of when he was at Jackson State and now when he's the head coach of Colorado, and his family is there with him and supporting him. And he's made his life public. He even decided to make his life, most of his life, public for a reason. How many of us would raise our hand and wouldn't mind if everybody knew just about everything we were doing on a daily basis because it was being recorded? The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the ins, the outs. He even showed his when he had the operation on his leg because of blood clots. Who would have done that? Who would have went public with all of that, knowing that his whole athletic world, as far as his physical mobility, was over? He couldn't do the things that he used to do anymore, not the way he used to do them. A lot of people would have thrown a towel, got in a corner, but he couldn't because Prime is loved by a whole lot of people. Because Prime made a decision to be there for anyone who was willing to listen. For anyone who was willing to hear his story. And now you have generations of people who support Prime in whatever and whenever or wherever he's going or doing. And that's what makes him such a loved character and such a criticized character and such a hated character. Because whenever you make a decision that you're going to do things your way, you immediately become unpopular by this group of people. And usually that group of people are people who are jealous, people who are envious, who want to have what you have and can have what you have, but they got to find the gifts that are in them. They got to find the swag that's in them. But you can't do that if you're spending all your time criticizing and putting others down for the gifts that they've been able to use to lift them up and move them to the other levels, different levels of life. And you're still at level one, and those other people are at level two, three, and four. That's not their fault. That's your fault. And so I wanted to wait to this time. I'm watching the game Saturday. They played Arizona, and they eventually won the game, last second field goal. But I was just looking at him, and I listened to his press conference and how frustrated he is because, you know, he was talking about how he just, you know, he don't like to win that way. And I thought about that. I thought about that. You know, because a lot of us, we have this attitude about as long as we just win. But I believe it's how you win that really matters. I even believe it's how you lose that matters. And how do you define winning? Do you define winning by the score? Or how you really played the game. Before and after. When you really get down to it, Deion's been playing a game most of all his life because he made a choice on how he wanted to play the game. It's allowed him to go from level one to level two to level three to level four. And he'll keep on moving as long as he never forgets. At the end of the day, it's not so much about winning as much as it is about playing. And learning how to play with dignity, learning how to play with character, and learning how to play consistently. So I don't mind saying publicly, I appreciate you, Deion. Keep doing what you're doing. stay on that swag 10. Thank you for being a representative for the broader community, for all people. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.